Listening 76, A Challenging Diagnosis. Good evening. Doctors and scientists in Oxford studying the Wilkins case have now solved the puzzle. For weeks they'd been trying to work out how a fit, healthy young woman suddenly became disabled over the course of a weekend. There was no sign of disease, deformity, or other causes. The strange and complex case of Maria Wilkes began when she woke up one Monday morning with no sensation in her legs. Well known in her community, nobody could understand this sudden illness. The same community, however, reacted with compassion and raised money for the girl to seek specialist treatment at a clinic in Atlanta. Doctors in the UK, meanwhile, could not diagnose the girl's condition, and she became depressed as a consequence. She wasn't capable of getting up and down stairs, and even going to the toilet was a challenge. The subsequent depression was a catastrophe for the desperate girl. The challenge of diagnosing the girl was finally accepted by a doctor from the orthopaedics department at Guy's Hospital, Dr. Aziz, well known for fighting discrimination against Asian doctors and the award he won for research into psychosomatic diseases. He suspected psychosomatic causes immediately. After dedicating myself to the case for 10 months, I told her that there was no other option but to amputate her legs and give her artificial ones, and that's when she suddenly recovered, he says. After being questioned about her sudden recovery, the girl confessed she'd been pretending. Apparently, she was sick of her job in the local supermarket and didn't want to work anymore. She has now been arrested by police, who described the episode as a con. Thank you.